knowledgeable in tribal government. And at this time, I'd like to call on Paul Tafoya, Santa Clara Provost, former governor of Ecuador, to speak on the tribal government.
Thank you, Joe. I think for the very first time that we have found a means of communication within our own people, within our own pueblo, and communicating with our own people. What I like to talk about this evening is the area of tribal government, its relationship with its people, and I think it's very, very important that the tribal members of any tribe should have accurate information. I think this program will provide such information, will improve the communication system within the tribal government and its people. I think it's very important to have this open communication. I feel very strongly that to get the full support, to support every tribal government within every tribe, they should have a full understanding of matters, current issues, current legislation, current federal programs. They need all this information. And I hope that we will find people that will get on this program and give you this accurate information. I, for one, like to see every Indian pueblo get on its feet and move forward. But I also found that we need understanding. We need to be in communication with our own people. There are programs available today, available to every Indian tribe in the nation. But again, you must have the cooperation within your own tribe. This is very, very important. This program will bring such resource people, people that actually forms the policy. People that are directly responsible for the financial assistance that is greatly needed. We hope to find this type of people and come before our program. I think we need to know what every tribe is doing throughout, not only in the state, but throughout the country. I think we need to know what the Pueblo of Zuni is doing, what the Pueblo of Taos is doing, and what the Pueblo of San Domingo is doing, and my own particular Pueblo of Santa Clara. I think we need to exchange ideas, and I feel that this is a way of doing. This is a way of exchanging ideas, and I'm sure that it's going to help. It will also help the tribes in the policy or in the decision-making areas. There are matters coming before the tribe that involves the Indian people directly. For an example, the Civil Rights Act 1968, which one couple might support some of the contents, others part of it, and who knows, maybe some Indian people would support it. The act itself, 100%. I don't know. But with this program and with the type of people that I think we will get, I think they will be an assistant to our council in helping, aiding to make that final decision whether they support such programs or not. I think everybody needs to hear what every tribal government might be saying, might be thinking about. I think we're all in this same boat, that our goal is to help our Indian people to advance, to better themselves, to better the community, and I think this are our goals directly. Therefore, Joe, I am very happy that I am part of this program committee, and I will certainly do my job, and we'll look for such people that will help and advance our people.
Thank you very much, Paul. You know, it's very interesting to note in the comments that the various committee members here have indicated with regards to the objectives and the goals of this program, and especially with respect and in due respect to our tribal leaders, the chairman, presidents, and what have you, the governors of each pueblo, and others who have contributed so much to Indian affairs and helping their people to try to understand and also to try to do something in order to make a happy and satisfactory living for the people out in the pueblos as well as in the reservations and those who are perhaps located in urban areas. But the interesting point here is the fact that here again, with due respect to our tribal leaders and those who have been in the role of leadership, is the fact that the idea is to give those who have perhaps original ideas and thoughts. And sometimes these people are not recognized, and I'm glad that this program will bring about some of these individuals to bring about first-hand observations as well as information to our people. Now, I think that perhaps all of us might get into a discussion as with respect to what results we might be able to get from this program that's in contrast with things that are already happening in the non-Indian world, with respect to the current issues in Indian affairs. Would anybody care to comment on it?
Well, Joe, I feel that, first of all, the very fact that our Indian right now are living in a society that has become increasingly complex, not only in advancement in technology, but also in human relations. I think one of the main areas of weakness that we find also in the Indian society or Indian population is the fact of communications. I think this has been brought out and hashed pretty well here tonight. However, I think this is one of the, if anything that comes out of this program, I hope it will be the fact that the people themselves on the reservations do get the information from this program, hopefully.
Yes. In the more younger kind of movement that's going on in the non-Indian world, I think there's also interesting things and exciting things happening among our younger element in the reservations, as well as those fact that we have sort of assimilated into the non-Indian world in educational processes. And I think at this point, maybe perhaps Seth would be more of a fellow who would be appropriate for this kind of, because he's been pretty active in that area. Seth, would you have something to say?
With the young students. Well, one thing we know is that the population of the urban Indians is increasing at a great rate. Part of the reason is because the younger people have to move away from the reservation because of the lack of jobs. The opportunities aren't there for them to utilize what education, if any, they get through colleges or vocational type of schools. But we know that they are aware, and they speak up on the issues that are affecting their own Indian tribes. And one of the major things that they're faced with is to make the decision of what to do. What can he offer, what can she offer them? To their own tribes. I think that many of the students you'll find in the colleges are thinking about their people and aren't really acculturated to the extent that they've forgotten their people at all. We see a lot of demonstrations, a lot of youth riots in the country. You hardly find that with the Indian youth at all. They have the respect for their elders, they have the respect for who they are. They know they have a culture that they can relate to, and this has been the major talk in the college campuses today. I know that on the University of New Mexico campus, the Kiva Club has been talking more, and we're planning to set up some Indian cultural centers, so to speak, for these students, so that they can utilize some of the cultural assets that they have.
Yes. You know, that's another interesting point here too, is that the fact that we talk about the old and the young, the gap in there, and the fact that we sometimes we speak of something from the extreme to another, and here again we're also concerned with the elders, and sometimes, and you can't blame the old folks for not understanding some of the new issues, things that are happening on the reservation, there, for instance in Cochiti Pueblo, you can't blame some of our older people, even the younger people, for not understanding some of the complications and intricacies of the various programs which will benefit them, and so it has to be done in such a manner, and yet at the same time we have to cope with this kind of situation. And so I think that Paul would give us something with respect to thinking of the elders and the acceptance of some of these hymns.
Well, I think what I'd like to make a few remarks is the fact that so many of our tribal leaders are really stressing to their people to register for voting. I think this is something that that is very important, that we should get all the information we can get on this particular issue. Voters registration is today very, very important. We found this out to be very true. We found that vote, your individual vote, really means something. We found that there's a very difficult relationship between the political parties within the state. There's things that you want, things that you can't get, and sometimes you have to go around the long ways. So I would encourage all our listeners this evening to think twice on voters registration, go out and register and vote. As you know, 1971 will be an election year. So let's all get out there and do our part.
Thank you, Paul. Now, the fact that we've covered just about the whole gamut of Indian affairs, I don't know if anyone would comment on anything perhaps that may have been reserving for about half a minute or so.
Yes, Joe, I'd like to make this one statement. A very interesting thing happened yesterday. The Congress defeated an amendment to the OEO policy.
Yes.
This was one thing that was especially important to the Indian tribes as they get their federal funds through their own desk in Washington. And this was one thing, the federal money was going to go to the state, and in fact this would have some problem with the question of state jurisdiction over Indian. And I thought that was one of the things that through this type of program we could probably inform the people of what's really happening now.
Yes.
Joe?
Yes, Paul.
Another thing, I think we need to get information from the Pueblos, from the tribes, from the various communities as to what activities are taking place. And I think we would certainly appreciate this information to come into this station, and because we like to make this type of public announcements.
Yes.
It's very important.
Yes, this is wonderful. I think that anyone out there in the Indian audience as well as the non-Indian audience that has any relevant to Indian activities will be needed.